100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say.
Hey, 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 Digital Sister back. How's everybody? I hope you're doing well. Again, let me thank all my listeners around the world. It is very exciting for me to be able to say that. New listeners in Montreal, Toronto, Boston, all over the place. I'm really thrilled about that. So keep listening and keep tuning in. Well, I find that this is very interesting. It's going to be a shot in the arm for hip-hop. Seems that hip-hop needs an American Idol, and rapper Master P has a plan. I'm just really glad to hear this. It seems that he's developing his own reality talent show. It's going to be something patterned on America's Next Hip-Hop Stars, and he's going to be going on a 12-city tour, small markets, large markets, to hold auditions to find America's next best rappers. Now, they're going to have a chance to compete for a recording contract and $50,000 in cash. I think I better get my rap song together and get my MP3 over there. But anyway, he's going to have 12 solo and 6 group finalists. They're going to either perform their favorite hip-hop song or original material, and they're going to be critiqued by a panel of celebrity judges, which happens to include his son Romeo, Snoop Dogg, Paul Wall, and former BET VJ Marie Free Wright. And also, the show is going to include a guest radio DJ each week and a performance from a top rap act. Now, I think this is great because, you know, in many of my other podcasts, I talk about what's going on in hip-hop. And a lot of it isn't always very exciting. I spent a lot of time talking about the snitching issue and the whole thing of, you know, too many people really being the victims of violence. But I'm really excited about what Master P is going to be doing because hip-hop needs something now. It started off, you know, back in the late 70s, as I said before, as, you know, good music and people weren't bringing violence into it. And then, like other musical genres, it has to change and evolve. But right now, I think many old school people like myself and people like probably Master P to some degree are thinking, you know, there has to be something more interesting to revitalize what's going on and get the interest back up with hip-hop. So I'm really delighted that he's bringing his entrepreneurial skills to a format that really works. Because if I have to be candid, I was never one of those diehard fans of American Idol. Every now and then I would kind of glance by to see who was on. But you know, I don't want to make it a big racial thing, but my God, this last American Idol we have, it's back to just being a white bread show again. And I just kind of wonder, are there no minority singers out there? They don't have to be black, but how about some Asian or some Pacific people, anything. I mean, William Hung got a contract, for God's sake, for singing She Bangs. But anyway, I just I think this is a very good thing that he's doing, and he's absolutely right because major companies are using hip-hop stars. They're using a lot of the lingo in their ads. I mean, even TV Guide has a little show about entertainment called The 411. You know, that's definitely hip-hop dialogue, and for them to even use it is pretty much something. But what he's saying is absolutely right, that it's everywhere, you know, Reebok, Nike, you market your products to the hip-hop stars and everything else. But he asked the question, why isn't mainstream praising hip-hop like it should? And he's absolutely right, because there should be, I think, a bit more respect for the genre. We did see, you know, with 3-6 Mafia getting their Oscar for that movie, but other than that, I mean, there really isn't too much that people are really putting out there for hip-hop. So I think it's really great that he's turning his entrepreneurial skills to create something interesting, and hopefully it will help discover a lot of new unsigned talent that can revitalize, I think, part of hip-hop and bring some new energy into it and get us back into just hearing, as I said before, good music. Just good music. That's what we have to get back to with hip-hop. And interestingly enough, he's going to do something starting off with this tour, but he's also going to have the proceeds benefiting his Team Rescue One, which is his organization, which has been helping to rebuild the lives of people who were victims of Hurricane Katrina and also fighting the AIDS epidemic in Africa. So I just think it's really wonderful that he's turning his entrepreneurial skills into something that I think a lot of people will want to see, because hip-hop is big. A lot of people like hip-hop, but they need to see something fresh. So I'm hoping that this is exactly what it will do. I mean, how exciting is it going to be for Master P to roll into some town and have you know, a talent contest and to select, you know, new talent? I think that's just absolutely great. And, you know, it kind of fits into something that I'm getting involved with myself. It's called NABFEM, which is the National Association of Black Female Executives in Music and Entertainment. And the founder is Johnny Walker, who's been in the entertainment industry, in the record industry for like 20 years plus. She worked at Def Jam, worked with Russell Simmons. I mean, all of the people that we know and love, she had something to do with them, like Jay-Z, LL Cool J, DMX, Alicia Keys, Ashanti. I can go on and on and on. So she's really someone who has been in the thick of it. But in any event, she created an organization, as I said, called NABFEM, which they're on a 12-city tour right now as we speak, and they're going to end up the final date in Cleveland on June 26th. But what I like about what she's doing is she's taking a lot of unsigned artists who are very, very talented, and they happen to be female, and she's created a tour. She's created all kinds of very interesting workshops. But what she's done is she's making a way for unsigned artists, not just performing artists, but they could be DJs, they could be spoken word artists, they could be producers, anybody who's involved in the industry on any particular level. She's bringing this to their city and getting them plugged into the industry. And if unsigned artists come to Cleveland on the 26th at the Ghost Bar, where the event will be held, they're going to have a chance to meet people actually in the industry, and they can turn over, you know, a demo tape and get it in the right hands. So I commend what Master P is doing, because he's taking, not the same concept, but he's taking the whole thing of empowerment and reaching back to another level and applying it really to hip-hop, which, you know, pretty much is kind of considered very male-dominated and pretty much a male genre for the most part. But I think he sees the need that there needs to be new talent, and there has to be something fresh so that, you know, hip-hop doesn't become a victim of its own success and a victim of its own hype and a victim of its own myth. So I like what he's doing, and I really can't wait to hear more about it. I think it's going to be very exciting. And he also calls himself the Jim McMahon of hip-hop. It's part of our culture, and I think it's just going to shed another light and make things far more interesting. So when I read this, I was excited, and when I learned about NABFEM and being involved with that, I was equally excited, because here are two people, Master P and Johnny Walker, who have a vision, who have been in the industry, they've made their mark, but they've created a vehicle that's going to help other people, primarily unsigned artists, have a chance to hobnob and get their music or their materials in the right hands. So I just think it's great. I can't wait to see it. But it'll be interesting to see where he does it, because he's contemplating on it being on cable. It could be network TV or it could be pay-per-view. I'm hoping that it's somewhere where a lot of people will be able to see it and be able to take advantage of it. Network could be okay, but maybe they won't give him a shot at having it on network, so he may have to look for another venue, and it may be pay-per-view or it may be cable. But in any event, I think it's going to be a wonderful shot in the arm, and it's going to be something that people are going to really look forward to. And it's going to be a nice alternative to that damn American Idol. Okay, we need some more talent out there, and I think Master P is going to be the one to help us find it. Let me shift gears, because there was something in the news, and it's kind of glossed over, but I thought it was very interesting and perhaps even maybe a little bit telling. But Ed Bradley, you know, he's the lone African-American on 60 Minutes, and he's been there for quite a while, I'd say over 20 years, and he's been at CBS quite a long time, too. But what's interesting, and it was just kind of a little bit of information that was put out there, but apparently he's on his own little slowdown, quasi-protest at CBS and 60 Minutes. And, you know, I suspect that he's probably in protest, and he's probably a little bit pissed because Katie Couric is going to be coming over to CBS. She's going to be not only doing anchoring the evening news, but she's going to have her hand in 60 Minutes and doing some feature stories. So I'm guessing Ed's probably a little bit pissed because he's been there a very long time, a seasoned, hard news, you know, excellent journalist, and CBS and 60 Minutes are now going to be turned upside down for Katie Couric. And I thought, when I heard this information, I thought, he's probably like really, really pissed. And to make matters worse, I just heard something the other day. One of the producers that worked with Katie Couric on a Today show has been hired to come along with her to CBS, and that person has been charged to redesign the look of the news for her. And, you know, who's to say that's not going to filter into 60 Minutes? But in any event, I just thought it's very interesting because, again, you know, maybe he was overlooked. Maybe he wasn't even given a chance. But, again, you're giving the chance to Katie Couric, who, you know, she's no seasoned hardline newscaster. She's been doing, you know, morning stuff, which is not, you know, hardcore news. But they're just going all out for Katie, you know, and overlooking perhaps some of the tried and true talent that has been at CBS who probably could do just as well or even a better job. But they weren't given a chance. They weren't even considered, you know. I mean, that kind of happened a few years ago when Bryant Gumbel was leading the group on the Today Show, and he wanted more money. And, you know, he was in the, I remember this when this happened, he was in negotiations for quite a while, and they didn't give it to him. So he jumped ship and went to CBS and tried to do a morning show there. It didn't last, and he eventually went back to doing his sports on the cable and is doing, you know, quite well with that. But it speaks to, I hate to say it, some of the problems that we have with the powers that be who don't want to give other people, let's say it, people of color, a shot at some of these positions. I mean, we haven't seen a black anchor since the days of Max Robinson on Worldwide News, you know, way back in the early, back in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, Bernard Shaw was on CNN, but they got rid of him when he made the wrong call, you know, during the election between Gore and Bush. You know, he was snatched off the air so quick, you didn't even realize he was gone. And so now we're in the same situation. I mean, the network brass didn't consider you know, some of the other people who were there were keeping Bob Seifer, who was doing an excellent job there. But, you know, you want to stir up the pot and bring somebody else in, and it may cause some hard feelings. So I suspect Ed Bradley is kind of on a slowdown and doing a little protest in his own little way to let them know he's not happy, and he's probably really not going to be happy if Katie gets some of the Plum interview assignments, you know, just part of her contract, but then some of the other folks that have been there are given, you know, the less interesting. So it'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. But I saw something in the news that I thought was, like, really, really fascinating about 11 cousins who had their stomachs removed because of a genetic stomach cancer that apparently killed many people in their family. Grandmothers, uncles, aunts, and some of their parents and uncles had this genetic disorder. And so rather than take the chance on developing the cancer, you know, the risk was this. The odds were that they may not develop the cancer, with a 70% chance that they would, which is very strong. So the other option was, you know, to remove their stomach. So 11 of them did. And what they found out was that some of them had the surgery in California, some had it in, in Palo Alto, and some had it in Stanford. And what they found out was, when they did the pathology report, that there was early forms of tumors starting to show up. So maybe in their case, it was a good thing, a preventive measure. But I'm sorry, I'm just coming over, finishing up with a cold here. But how dramatic, that 11 cousins would do that. But apparently everybody's doing fine, they're thriving, and they're doing well, and perhaps that was the best thing that they could do. In any event, I think that's good for this round with Digital Sister. I'm going to be figuring out some other things that I can add to the mix to make it, you know, more exciting and more interesting as Digital Sister grows. So keep tuning in. Become a fan. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear some comments from you. Give me a call at 206-309-7325. I'll be back with you in a couple of weeks. Have a great week, and thanks for tuning in all around the world to Digital Sister. Take care.
Yes, you can mess with this on the west side. The west side.